Jessin, with you this morning, and we're catching up with Hunter MP Joel Fitzgibbon, just to be different from all the state politics we've been doing. Joel, how are you doing this morning?
Pretty good, thanks, Jess. Bit cool. I suspect we'll have quite a cold dawn service this year.
Yes, I expect we will be, and I'll certainly be getting out to the dawn service here in Musselbrook. Where will you be spending Sunday?
I'll start in Cessnock at the dawn service, and I'll attend the morning service in Musselbrook, and then to the luncheon in Singleton. So squeezing as many in as I can on our most solemn day. You know, last year, you recall, we did it all in our driveways.
Mm.
And we did that exceptionally well. In fact, it seemed to add something additional, something special to Anzac Day. But it will be wonderful to be back out united this year together, remembering those who served, those who gave their lives in so many conflicts, and of course those who returned home and did and still suffer the consequences of service.
It's great that we can, in the Upper Hunter and the Hunter Valley, get out to our dawn services, albeit I'm sure they will be a little bit different to what they used to be. What are your thoughts on, the services in our biggest cities? There's obviously been a lot of talk about numbers and how many people can attend.
Yeah, it's been very difficult, hasn't it, Jess? I mean, governments have to follow health advice. The RSL has been granted exemptions in many places, but I understand authorities being cautious, particularly with older people in our community. But I'm just very pleased that we, as good as being in our driveways was, that we'll be out and together and united again this year.
Exactly. You've been spending a little bit of time in the Upper Hunter over the last couple of days. I saw on Facebook that for the first time ever there was a television broadcast from an underground mine, which is very cool.
Yeah, I was with the Deputy Premier on Christmas Sky program on Sunday night, broadcast from underground. I'm told that's the first time that's ever been done, so that was quite interesting. We were 280 metres below ground at the Airlie mine in Kapiti, not far from our own electorate. And yes, this week I've been in the Upper Hunter, happily handing out a little bit of money for some volunteer groups, and St. Joseph's Catholic Primary School in Denman, Mills on Wheels in Denman as well, Singleton Scouts, all very worthy recipients of a bit of money just to help those volunteers along, and in the case of Denman St. Joseph's, some new play equipment. So it's always nice to see the smiles on the faces of our young students.
That's fantastic. And Upper Hunter and the Hunter Valley in general has certainly been in the spotlight the last few weeks with the upcoming by-election. Everybody's been talking about the coal mining industry. Yesterday we saw from the state government several announcements, a future fund essentially, and some decisions on Shenhua, on mines in Dartbrook and in Walla in general. How important is it to get the balance right? And is the state government, do you think, getting the balance right?
It is very important to get the balance right, Jess, and it is interesting that mining plan that the state government produced not all that long ago is now being hurriedly adjusted in the face of a by-election, which is very important to the government. It will test their majority. Look, up on the Black Soil Country, it was always difficult to argue that mining was appropriate there. There were water risks, of course. Dartbrook mine, it always makes sense to favour underground mining over open cut mining, of course. Certainly that was the case with Drayton South, where they changed that project from open cut to underground. I don't know much about the detail of the Dartbrook open cut proposal, but for the government to change its mind or make that clear, I assume there was plenty of good reason.
It was an interesting move. I mean, when it comes to Dartbrook, they've got applications in for the underground side of things, and they've only done a pre-feasibility study for open cut, and that was 3 years ago now. So interesting for the government to be making a decision on it now.
Well, it's obvious that the government's scrambling during a by-election and cauterising problems wherever it thinks they might exist. It's just a shame that it took a by-election to get it to act, things like the Musselbrook and Singleton bypass designs. I mean, we've been arguing for those changes for a long, long time, And it took a by-election to get the government to rethink. Well, it's a good thing, but it's a shame it took a by-election to get those commitments. Well, I should say the Muswellbrook, they haven't made any commitment to the Muswellbrook bypass redesign yet, so we're still waiting on that one.
Seems to always take an election for things to get done quickly.
Sadly so.
Yeah. Well, Joel, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we'll see you out and about on Anzac Day.
A great pleasure. Thanks, Jess.